the President's toast at the state dinner in honor of President Betancourt of Venezuela from the yellow dining room of the White House, February 19th, 1963.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to express our welcome to the President. I must say, in welcoming him, gives us a chance to give some thoughts to our relations with Latin America. I think that the United States, really, since Franklin Roosevelt, has almost been blind, because of its obligations elsewhere, to our relations to Latin America. And we poured out our resources and our energy to rebuilding Europe, which is now rebuilt, and to providing for the security of other areas of the world, stretching all the way from South Korea around to Berlin. We have, I think, belatedly turned to the problem of Latin America, with nearly 200 million people living in poverty, in many cases, suffering from indifferences, which have been the result of the United States. And with the exception of the extraordinary personality of Franklin Roosevelt, who had a greater influence because of what he did in the United States, really, than because of what he did in Latin America, but whose example in the United States was reflected all through this continent, has had, even today, the most extraordinary influence. Now, we have turned our attention, in a way, to Latin America, but we turn it somewhat late, and we turn it with some of our resources exhausted. As I was saying to Ambassador Moscoso during dinner, we poured over $12 billion in 4 years into Europe, with all of its resources of manpower, with all of its resources and materials. In the short space of 4 years under the Marshall Plan, and wisely, we concentrated our energy into the rebuilding of Europe. And I think the world is and will be the beneficiary. Now we come to turning our attention to Latin America. But many of the resources that we had available are exhausted. Latin America does not have the resources in manpower which Western Europe has, and doesn't have the skills that Western Europe has. So what we're able to put in the Alliance for Progress is inadequate, I think, to the task which is before us. But at least we've turned our attention there. And I think that the visit of the President of Venezuela helps remind the American people, who may be somewhat fatigued because they have gone through the European experience and gone through the experience in other areas, may be somewhat fatigued and feel that the job may be done. Your visit, Mr. President, is a welcome reminder of the unfinished business before us in this decade. I hope that the people of the United States will maintain their interest in Latin America as well as other areas. And I think that your experience should encourage them. You symbolize, as I said today in welcoming you, all that we are interested in Latin America. You and your colleagues in Puerto Rico, in Costa Rica, in Colombia, in other areas, the liberal progressive leaders, all of whom lived in exile, all of whom experienced great difficulties, all of whom lived under dictatorships, and all of whom came to power and have attempted under great assaults to bring a better life to their people. So, Mr. President, we're for you and everybody in this room are great admirers of yours. We wish the United States to be identified with leaders such as you, not only in Venezuela and Costa Rica and Colombia, but all through this hemisphere, liberal, progressive leaders who believe that the problems of this hemisphere can be solved in cooperation under a system of freedom. That is the great test which is now before us. And you have been selected as target number one, not only for the dictators in the last 2 years, but also by the communists. And we think it most appropriate that you should be so selected. So we're the beneficiary of your visit. I hope that your visit here to the United States will remind the people of this country that they have a good deal of unfinished business in this hemisphere, that the hope of this hemisphere lies in leaders such as yourselves, that there's no quick and easy answer to all the problems that we face, that Mr. Castro can disappear and the problems will still remain. And I'm delighted particularly that there are here tonight members of Congress who have been interested in this problem for a good many years and who will be interested in it a good many years to come. So I cannot think of any guest who is more welcome here, and particularly more appropriately welcomed here this week of the birthday of General Washington. And President Betancourt, who was also born on Washington's birthday, and who, while not the father of his country, guides it through the most difficult years of its life and gives us the greatest hope. So, Mr. President, we want to welcome you here, and I want to assure you tonight you're among friends. Join me in drinking to the President of Venezuela.